This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let me look. I want to be very accurate in this math. So I have to use both my hands and my toes here.
Did you take your socks off?
I did, yeah. Yeah, but because I want to be very accurate. With, unlike the mainstream media, we're accurate. Whatever they say, the opposite is probably true. Just remember that through the entire campaign between now and November. And, folks, this is not too far from the truth. This is not too far from the truth. National media sources and their agenda. You know, I don't begrudge anybody an opinion about anything. This is America. You ought to be able to, you know, get up and say absolutely anything. We're going to challenge you maybe and say, hey, wait a minute, what about that? But you should be able to say anything. But when you have a hidden agenda and you're saying what you're saying only to, what's the word? Sort of, you're hiding behind an opinion. You know it's not true, but you got somebody out there saying, that's deceit, that's awful. And the mainstream media does that so often, it's unbelievable. Can I give you one example? Our poll question yesterday was trying to settle this debate on whether it's Kamala Harris or Kamala Harris, okay? And by the way, 56% of our poll respondents, 1,000 folks, weigh in on this, 56% said Kamala, so they got it right.
Is that the right way, Kamala?
Yes.
Not Kamala?
No.
Okay, so, okay.
Kamala. Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, I mean, so those 44% are probably voting to purposely have it said wrong.
Somebody should tell Joe Biden, but that is the correct way to say it. So 56 to 44, Kamala versus Kamala, okay?
To his credit, too, I did watch the entire thing yesterday, and the majority of the time he was saying Kamala. Yeah. With the comma in front.
Not always, though.
No, not always. Towards the end, he'd be a couple of different times.
Yeah.
For the most part, he was getting it right. I thought it was the other
way.
And
you know what? I don't care.
I don't care either.
And evidently, she doesn't care because she's kind of making a joke about it, so it's no big deal. But that was the poll.
I think after yesterday, we'd have everybody educated on just how to pronounce it.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. So we're done with that discussion, okay? How you say it is how you say it, and we move on. It's unimportant. But let me tell you this. What the media is reporting on about Kamala Harris is that she's moderate. Folks, that's a lie. That's a flat-out lie.
Well, compared to AOC.
Well, no, but I'm just telling you, there are rankings in the Senate. These rankings, they do have her as among the most liberal. Some say the number one liberal senator. Now, again, I don't care. She is what she is, but why do they lie? They're trying to get Donald Trump elected. They are. They're hoping you don't
remember.
She's
the most liberal, and the Bernie crowd is still not happy.
Look at what Donald Trump did with our economy. Now, COVID has damaged our economy. There's no doubt about it. But look at even the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program. How many less people had to go on unemployment because that program was put in place and people were paid to stay home? Now we can't even get Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to work on round two because they're too busy trying to find ways to change the election by cheating at the ballot box that have nothing to do with COVID. So these are the things we're up against. So let's go with this for a poll question. I'm curious. I think if we had to lay out everything that Donald Trump has accomplished in his time so far and the thing that should drive the decision on the election, I'm guessing most people are going to say the economy. So, what is Donald Trump's greatest accomplishment? Is it the economy, or is it something other? And by the way, there's a lot of other. So this will be interesting to see what has happened. You know, this will test my theory. Supreme Court justices, as an example, and all of that. So, this is the reason I asked that question is because, and this is the number I was looking for, and I verified it, I got all my counting done, 81 days until the election. Now, Todd or Kevin, Chris Larson, our fine producer, Tell me how many shows, how many times What's on Your Mind will be on the air between now and Election Day.
A bunch.
And one question I have for you folks,
okay,
our fine listeners. What do you want us to do with that time? There's a lot of things we can do. There's a lot of things every day that we can do. Today's a good example. My gosh, we're going to talk about the census. We're going to talk about Measure 3 and illegal wrangling. We're going to talk to Senator Cramer about everything from the post office funding to his conversation this morning with Stephen Mnuchin about what's next on so many issues. We've got an incredible ruling out of the EPA on the whole methane battle that goes way back to Heidi Heitkamp voting against North Dakota oil and gas. There you go. A lot of things to talk about, but I don't think there's anything more important than who is the next president of the United States. And North Dakota or South Dakota might not be in doubt, but Minnesota is, Montana is, neighboring states like Iowa, very important swing state, Wisconsin as well. So to the extent you have friends and family in the upper Midwest or anywhere, you being informed, you being on top of what's happening, you advocating, you doing your part is so darn important. So you tell us. You tell us. Looks like we have 57 show days. 57 yep. days that we'll be on the air between now and the election. That doesn't seem like a lot, does it?
No.
What do we do with it? That's my question for you today. And we'll find out as we balance that coverage from folks in the administration and surrogates and everything else what people think is most important. Today's poll question for you to answer, which you can find at What's On Your Mind Radio. Todd and I usually share this and goes on to KFIRE and Flag 1090, Flag 1100, our web pages as well. So quick note of thanks to the folks that joined us last night at the Energy Town Hall. We had a really, really productive evening. You know, it's challenging sometimes to get folks together and try to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish with any particular thing. And this very much was a town hall. It was very much about tell us what's on your mind. And people brought to the table some very heart-wrenching stories about what folks are going through in coal country. We had challenges from people who in agriculture who want the ability to lease their land for wind towers. We had, it was really good. It was really good. Really what I expected. A mosaic, really, of what we hear on the air here all the time, too. And we had a lot of experts there. I mean, Doug Goyng there and Congressman Kelly Armstrong there and Rich Wardner and Chet Pollard and Todd Porter and Joan Heckman and Josh Boucher, you know, legislative leaders there as well. PSC, every PSC member there last night. You know, I mean, that's saying a bunch. And we had folks representing the industry, Ron Nessman, Petroleum Council. Ron, by the way, is subbing for me on Monday. I'll be out in some meetings. I know, they're really, you know, meetings, they can get to be tough, but these are in Medora. Oh, I hate when that happens. So,
well, someone's got to take one for the team every now and then.
Yeah, exactly. I'll do the show Tuesday from Medora, because I can't go to Medora and not talk about Medora. So, a lot going on out there, including, by the way, the unveiling of the plans for the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library. They've got three incredible finalists vying for the chance. They had a ton of interest in this from all around the country and some even internationally. In fact, Norway's in the mix too, I think. So it's pretty cool. Anyway, those are once in a lifetime projects. So that'll be something to talk about as well tomorrow. But anyway, thanks so much for coming last night. Had a great time. Perry Schaefer, Lignite Energy Council, Board of Directors, John Weedy from the Transmission Authority. The ethanol folks, Kevin Skunas, farmer from Arthur, Lance Gaby from the North Dakota Ethanol Council there last night, Bob Harms from North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, a lot of wind discussion, a lot of coal discussion last night, so that was fantastic. Hope I haven't forgotten anybody, but they were all really good. We had a lot of folks on Zoom, too, joining the experts, so it was good, and it is a start. Thanks to the folks at Beck and also HB Sound and Light, because technically the night was perfect, and we had a lot of voices that were heard and a lot of different places, and it all went off perfectly, so thanks so much. Tell me what is on your mind this morning on What's On Your Mind. We're going to watch some weather for you. Do we know, is the tornado warning still in effect for Lisbon?
It's a movie, yes, it did. But the Raiders got it moving on. It's just went past Enderlin, moving out to the north-northeast.
But still turning the warning.
Yeah, a little bit. It's running the trail under that, but out in front of it. I'm working on getting the current assessments right now. But
we'll keep you yeah. posted there, okay? Gary, in South Central North Dakota, what's on your mind, Gary?
Hi, Scott. Something you just said on about the election coming up, about how important it is. I agree with you on this one 100%. This, and I'm 65 years old, this is probably the most important election that I have voted in my life. It goes back. I don't think an election was so important in the Vietnam era, the Korea era. You can almost go back to World War II. How important, so people get out there and vote and think what's good for the country. When you do this, just vote, but vote intelligently.
America depends on it. Thanks, Gary. It's Friday. The pulled pork with gravy and chicken fettuccine's on at Petroserve USA Valley City. Harwood, two sloppy joes and chips today. Chicken bacon ranch sandwich. 12th Avenue North Fargo, I-29 in West Fargo, West Main Avenue, chicken tenders, and a bacon cheese.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. These leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Not the pizza guy. Not your package either. We're going door to door, counting the 150,000 plus North Dakota houses that haven't completed the 2020 census. If we miss counting even 10% of those unresponsive households, North Dakota could lose $725 million in funding for education, health care, and families in need. If you don't answer, we'll have to ask your neighbors, and no one wants their neighbors speaking for them. Answer online now at my2020census.gov or answer the door.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store. And go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota sweet crude. North Dakota sweet crude, a great way to finish your day.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
She was staring out the window of their SUV, complaining, saying, I can't wait to turn 18. She said, I'll make my own money, and I'll make my own rules. Mama put the car in park out there in front of the school, and she kissed her head. and said I was just like you. You're gonna miss this.
Oh, are you gonna miss this? I know I'm getting a lump in my throat right now thinking about sending a daughter back to college. But we got a little bonus on Hannah. She was, in her junior year out east of college, and all of a sudden there's a pandemic, and the spring break means the end of school year, and she's home. So she's been home since March, and, you know, doing school online, obviously, and now getting ready to head back for the senior year. They're doing a residential learning model out there. She goes to school at Yale. You know what a residential learning model is, anybody?
I don't know.
That means we want all of your money, but you still can stay in your dorm or apartment.
There you go.
We'll
still put your name on this piece of paper with our name on it if you...
I love how they work, but, it just gives me a lump in my throat. And, of course, I have a senior in high school this year, and, you know, you don't want to blank. And this is why we do what we do, folks. Honestly, it is. This isn't, nobody pays Scott, Todd, Kevin, Chris, Leah, the team sitting here producing the show today and say, hey, go in and say nice things about this person or that person. We do what we do to provide for our families and our kids and share with you our opinions, and blessed beyond measure that the great audience that is out there listening, going through the same things we are with kids in school, out of school, all the challenging times, worried about the future. What are they going to, what will they inherit? What will they have? America is in the balance. Just like that caller said before the break, America is in the balance right now. It is. And you could fairly say Hillary versus Trump last go around was the same thing. Here's what I don't understand. For all of the folks out there that think Trump is, bad orange man, don't like him, just foam at the mouth at the name of Donald Trump. If I very calmly, methodically wrote out a list of everything that he said as a candidate for president that he was going to do, a lot, more than any politician I remember, of those things have been accomplished. Latest example is this Mideast peace thing. He talked about that a lot during the campaign, and they got it done. Rather than handing the Arabs hundreds of millions of dollars of your money and then have them say death to America, they actually got him to the table and said, let's figure this out, and got it done. Just the latest example, but there's many. Now, all that in the context of somebody who was literally under siege. I don't know about you, but I'm not at my best when I have bullets flying from all directions, figuratively speaking. But when you're under attack, somebody's punching away, and you're trying to perform, that's darn tough. So he did all that while being under attack every single day, unlike any politician, probably back to Lincoln, of the punches they took. Maybe Dick Nixon for different reasons and for a shorter time period, but I don't know about you. I think that's pretty extraordinary. So it's a long way of saying you are going to miss this. Love the time you have with your precious little ones. Cherish every single moment of it and fight like your life depends on it. Fight like their future depends on it to make sure the America you want prevails. Because we are in a battle, folks. What's on Your Mind is brought to you in part by our friends at Pfeiffer's. Now, let me tell you about Pfeiffer's. I could tell you a lot about some land auctions they have coming up, some machinery auctions. They quickly are becoming the equipment auction leader in the upper Midwest because people are figuring out if you go with Pfeiffer's, you get more in the bank when it's all done. And what they're bringing for the equipment they're bringing is exceeding averages anywhere else. So that's pretty extraordinary. Land management, real estate, they do it all. But here's what I want you to know about Pfeiffer's. It's a family business. Kevin Pfeiffer, his brothers. You have Steve Link. You have Andy Murnick. You have a lot of good folks working for this company who have the values you have. These are good people, right? So when you need a service, in this case, an auction, an equipment auction, I want to sell some land. I need some land managed. You've got choices. There's people that can do that. But other end of the phone, when you call 877-700-4099, is good people. That's what you really need to know. Got a buy retirement farm auction coming up in Tulna. McLaughlin Retirement Farm Machinery, Household Antiques in Lincoln in the coming days. Steel, North Dakota Farm Machinery Retirement and Teal Tool Auction, rather. There's just a couple of the things that are coming up, and the gems they have in the way of land. Can't even begin to tell you. Lacs County, Ramsey County, Lake Park, Minnesota, Vergas, Minnesota, Towner County, North Dakota, Pierce County, North Dakota, Stutzman. Got a sale pending on some Morton County land right now. Check all those out just in the coming weeks. 26 past the hour on What's On Your Mind. Texter says, Scott, what do you think about moving fall sports to spring? You know what I want? I want a plausible reason for all of this disruption. That's what I want. I want a plausible reason. I think the plan is here is to disrupt so much of what you consider important. There's a great article by a senior advisor of the Trump administration. Steve Cortez is his name. The article is at Am Greatness, like in American Greatness, amgreatness.com, that talks about, getting a lot of attention on social media, talks about, we all want football back. We all want these things back. But you know what? Big Ten country, important political area of the country, shutting all this down is not good for Joe Biden's political chances, which is just fine by me, I guess, if that's a silver lining in all of it. But it's a pretty good piece just talking about this is dumb. Texter says, whether you're in class 2, 3, or 5 days, how does that reduce contact to COVID, even for one day being at the same place? If this virus is that bad, it should be spread. Am I the only one confused about it? If the virus is that bad, it should spread. Not sure I totally understand that, but I do think you make a pretty good point when you talk about, you know, the school starting some with more days than others. The idea being the kids are spreaders. They get it from a fellow student or a teacher, then they take it home to loved ones. But that's going to happen with a 2-day situation as much as it is a 5-day, isn't it? It's sort of like masks. Joe Biden, wear masks outside, everywhere, 90 days. Interesting timeline on 90 days. What's 90 days from now? I can't remember. 90 days would be right around, right?
First part of November, maybe?
But didn't we let convicts out of jail because we were concerned that they were going to infect each other? Why didn't we just say wear a mask?
Great question.
They could be in jail. The streets would be safe.
Yep.
Some people wouldn't
have to die.
I don't. These are the questions I think we have to ask ourselves without any question. In the time left before the election, your show and any other conservative media outlet needs to work extra hard to correct the lies of the mainstream media. And they have an example for me, so we'll do that. Hey, don't forget, we have a 24-7 line, so whenever you think of something, call the Oasis Petroleum. B, the Buffalo Hotline, 855-200-1770. Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. 1550, right behind Pinnacle, Bacchus Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's August 2020 auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: 1,100 acres in Ramsey, 1,200 acres in McLean, 1,500 acres in Burley, 48 acres in Walsh, agricultural development land in Bismarck and Mandan, and 160 acres in Marshall County, Minnesota, and exceptional farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Tolna, Steele, and Lincoln, North Dakota, and Baker and Dagmar, Montana. See all of these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he blames Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic nominee he'll face in November, for politicizing the coronavirus pandemic.
Biden has been wrong about the virus. ignoring the scientific evidence and putting left-wing politics before facts.
Meanwhile, a new poll out this morning says more Americans trust Biden with the pandemic than President Trump. The PBS NewsHour NPR Marist poll claims Biden has an 11-point lead over the president on that issue. White House advisor Jared Kushner says he recently met with rapper Kanye West, confirming yesterday he spoke with the famous Trump supporter who's making a run for the White House himself now, Kushner telling reporters that West has some great ideas for what he'd like to see happen in the country. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Before the top of the hour, quick weather update here now. We have the tornado warning at Ramson County expired. If anybody down there, I didn't get any report of a tornado on the ground, but if there was or there was any significant damage from the wind, please let us know what you see down there. And, of course, that continues to move as well. It's not a tornado warning, but there's still a system there that is moving. And then we have the severe thunderstorm warning for Cass and until 9:45.
This is for Ransom, southwestern Cass, southeastern Barnes, northwestern Richland, and northern Sargent counties till 9:45. So about another 15 minutes. Or
and
so.
There's another one I see, a box in Minnesota, right?
Yep.
Same track?
Yep, way out east, though. Yep.
Way out east. Yep. What do you mean?
Well, there's two systems that went through. The one is the one that came through earlier that's moving out, and then there's this other one that's west of, you know, into North Dakota, and the central would be central eastern part of North Dakota, the entire state. So there's two systems that moved out and through, so just got to make sure we're keeping the one that you're looking at is the one that's off to the east now.
Yeah, so. I mean, if you look, if anybody's you know, in the Red River Valley,
yeah,
Vargo, and you look west right now.
Oh yeah,
there's some significant you know, activity headed this way, and of course, the track is, it looks like, a little bit north of Fargo, but it goes till 9:45. But what is it, Clay County and any others in Minnesota till 10? I just saw one for Minnesota counties. It's the same system, but it extends into Minnesota. What counties are included in that?
I have not seen the Minnesota warnings of, because they're out of, that one that's heading east is out of our range. And what we're dealing right now.
No, there's a border one. But
yeah.
Just try and find that one if you
will. I will.
Not the other one you're talking about. I know I can see the box on my screen, but I just don't know what counties it includes. So I just need to know what counties it is as it crosses the border and keeps that track. We'll keep you posted. Todd, anything going on west?
I know that it's kind of moved out from here. I mean, obviously, a few hours, you know, a number of hours ago now, it was a little nastier, but we kind of gave that activity off to eastern North Dakota to share the joy. So,
yeah. All right. Sounds good. Hey, I want to tell you about a great homegrown company before we talk with our next guest. Advanced Business Methods, the place we go when we need to upgrade our copiers, printers, office equipment. They're employee-owned. They're based right here, so your money stays here in the community. And the other thing you should know is that today's printers are high-end computers, essentially. So they have the data and the analytics that help you track usage, tell you how to save money on the job, who's printing what. But hackers can get into your servers through your printers. Did you know that? Advanced Business Methods understands the security risk. They set up encryption, firewalls to keep the outside world out. Go online to find out more at abmnow.com, abmnow.com. All right, we move on with plenty of topics to tackle today on What's on Your Mind. You might have seen in the news that the Brighter Future Alliance is bringing suit against the organizers of Measure 3. You really, folks, need to take the time to educate yourself on Measure 3. Get all the information you can out there on it. Lacey Anderson joins us, spokesperson on the legal side for Brighter Future Alliance. Lacey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Scott?
I'm wonderful. So I want our listeners to know everything they need to know about this. So let me start just to have you give us a little bit of an overview on why it is the Brighter Future Alliance saw fit to say we're concerned with how that got on the ballot.
Absolutely. Well, I think everyone has seen the number of news stories out there of people frustrated about this measure. They felt they were misled into signing it. The Secretary of State's office received numerous complaints that people weren't being told everything that was in this measure. And the basis of the lawsuit is in fact, the point that they didn't even include a printout of the statutory provision that they cite in the measure. And that's required under North Dakota law. And so our lawsuit is saying, you know, this shouldn't have been approved. The people who signed this didn't know what they were signing, and it shouldn't be on the ballot.
Who are the people that are behind this measure? Now, you know, I'm not talking about the local people who are basically on the payroll to be sort of the faces of this. But, you know, the people that are the money, that are the influence, who's pushing this?
This is not a homegrown effort. This is definitely far left out-of-state individuals with lots of money from, you know, West Coast, East Coast groups. These are groups that supported anti-DAPL movements. You've got people connected to Planned Parenthood. These are radical left that are trying to push this measure in a number of states, conservative states, to get their foot in the door to try to get their candidates elected. And all that information, you can dig into the information on who's behind this, but it is not a homegrown effort here on this measure.
I've had a hard time following all the different pieces of this. There's sort of like five things that are really unrelated, but they're all very dangerous. They packed into this and got on the ballot. And one of them is splitting Senate districts into two halves. They're trying to do that due to the current legislative makeup and two representatives for every citizen. What is the intent there? What's going on there? What will that do?
Well, that takes the power away from your district, and you lose a representative immediately. So now your Senate district is split, and depending where you live, you now have one representative, but you're keeping the same number in the House. So it's taking power away. It's taking your options away for who you have to represent you, and it's giving more opportunity for their candidates to get on the ballot and get elected.
So think about that. I mean, these are things, again, you don't go to work every day thinking about the size of legislative districts and, you know, splitting Senate districts into two and why they're trying to do that and who then represents you. But these are things you need to think of because they're trying to do it. I've also read that ranked voting, where they do that ranked choice voting, something like it passed in Fargo, and it's Fargo. So, you know, that's why it happened. This would do it throughout any race, not the federal races, but every other race in North Dakota. I've read that if they do that, you basically get extreme candidates. You get a lot of them on the ballot. Everybody gets a vote. Get two or three, ballots compared to my one. How does that work? That, you know, the extreme candidates get more ballots compared to the one. I'm scared about this, but I want to know more about it.
Yeah, it's bad news. And it hasn't worked in a number of places across the country. There's been a lot of complaints about it. There's only one state that even does it. What happens is, well, first of all, you don't have to identify what party you're with. So when you go in to vote, you don't know these candidates. You don't know their background or what they necessarily believe in. And you rank your candidates based on, you know, who you want to vote for. If your top candidate or the top candidate does not get a majority, then the vote drops. The bottom candidate thrown out, and the second and third highest, those votes are added up. So you have a scenario where your second highest candidate can end up winning. And the fringe candidates that are on there, whether it's someone who might even be socialist, Marxist, those people who support them can end up getting two votes to your one vote. And there's been a number of circumstances where you have someone winning without a majority of the vote.
Are you paying attention to this, folks? You grasping all this? It's really incredible. It is. Let's talk a little bit about the political affiliation of folks. this measure would allow people to hide what political party they're part of. So even if a party says, I want you on there, I mean, the Green Party says, hey, you're going to be my candidate, Lacey, the voter doesn't necessarily know that. Is that right?
That's right.
And that makes it, I mean, that's legal. It's in this language.
Absolutely. You do not have to identify what party you are with.
You are, as I mentioned at the top of this, trying to get a legal action to stop this. Talk a little bit about your legal position, your legal argument, I guess, if you will. You're alleging that the sponsors broke the law in gathering the signatures. We heard that from our listeners a lot, where there was, you want to help veterans to be able to, you know, vote, which they already do. And, you know, so it was disingenuous, and it hid the other things, obviously. And obviously the measure itself and how it was written is in question. So talk a little bit about the argument that you'll make in court. What's the clause? Where, you know, where's the battle go? How soon will we know? Tell me a little bit about the legal side.
Absolutely. So aside from all the other egregious things that happened when they gathered signatures, the key piece of the lawsuit is there is longstanding precedent in North Dakota under the Dyer v. Hall case that says if you cite a statutory provision in a petition, you must include the entire language of that reference, of that statute. And they did not do this. Now, one of those signatories to the petition saw the statutory language that they referenced in the petition. And people aren't walking around with a century code in their pocket when they're at Walmart waiting to sign one of these things. And that's why this law is in place. And that is why it shouldn't have been approved. That's the main basis of this lawsuit. And we believe it shouldn't be on the ballot for that reason.
When will you know whether or not you prevail? What's the next step?
There will be oral arguments, and then the court will need to decide before the end of the month when ballots need to be prepared. So it's a short time frame, but, you know, it's something that I think is very important. This will affect voters. This isn't just about, you know, the process for how they did it. This is about voters here going forward in November knowing what they're voting on. So it's extremely important, and the Supreme Court has a short timeline here, but we think it's a pretty clear case.
Appreciate the update today, and we'll stay on top of this. Thank you, Lacey.
Thanks, Scott.
Lacey's the legal spokesperson for the Brighter Future Alliance. They'll be battling for common sense on Measure 3 to take this on. Inform yourself on this, folks. Please do. New severe thunderstorm warning issued now. Cass County in southeastern North Dakota, eastern Ransom County in southeastern North Dakota, Southern Trail, northern Richland, northeast Sargent, also in Minnesota, Wilkin, southern Norman, Clay County. Here's the scoop. We've got severe thunderstorms along a line extending from Hunter to Durban to near McLeod, moving east at 55 miles an hour. Pretty good clip. The hazard here is 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and half-dollar-size hail. Ouch! That's going to hurt.
Look west.
But if you I know you can't even believe.
Where we are.
If you, wherever you are around the, you know, I would say, the Southern Valley, look west right now, and it looks
like. How many people have no idea what size a half a dollar is?
Yeah.
Like half of a paper dollar? How big is that?
It looks like Armageddon out there. Hail damage to vehicles expected. Wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Here's where it's tracking for. It's Mapleton right now. Grandin next. West Fargo and Horace in the next few minutes here. Prairie Rose, Frontier, and Briarwood around 9:50. Dilworth, Moorhead, and Henderson around 9:55. Glendon, Colfax, around 10 a.m. today, okay?
The leading, I mean, this is running from Hillsboro down to Lisbon. That's how long that system is, and it's all red and dark.
Wind is going to be the big threat here, folks, with this. But yep. It looks ugly. We'll keep tabs on it. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021.
Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And it'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com. Hey, what's for lunch today at PetroServe USA? Come on in for great home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You're going to love it. And they have a month of specials. So many specials, they needed a month. Bandanas, $2.99. Assorted caps, 2 for $10. Red Bull, the 16-ouncers, 3 for $7.50. Jack Legs, 10-ounce bag, $8.99. The Ice Mountain 1.5-liter water, 79 cents. And Kenny's Gummies are $4.99 for the 2-pound bag. Don't forget the Valley Dairy Stores up north, too. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For all you sophisticated ladies out there.
Even though it's uncomfortable, we're not used to it. Wearing a mask is going to get our kids back to school sooner and safer. Wearing a mask, every American wearing a mask outdoors, is going to get our businesses back and to full strength long term. And we're going to get our country back on track.
Yeah.
We're going to get our country back on track by wearing masks.
Outdoors.
Outside.
Oh, well, I will wear one now, there, if that's the case. But
there's a platform. Yeah, there's a. But by the way, why are we worried about kids being in school 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, and being super spreaders? Have them wear masks. Go up the Joe Biden plan says, you know, just put everybody on masks and you don't need to do all this other
stuff.
There you go. What is going on?
Yeah, the problem is that kids cheat on testing because they write all the answers in their masks, so they can't have a mask on.
I have some incredible pictures of, you know, I always wonder what the end of the world's going to look like. Now I know, because I just saw it move into, you know.
Look at the rain coming.
The Fargo, West Fargo Metro. You got to see some of these clouds, Todd. It's well, you're seeing them, actually. We've got them up in Slack for you, but the rest of the audience will get them on our social media. It's just an unbelievable sight that's coming. And right now you can't see. I'm looking at I-29, northbound and southbound. Traffic speeds reduced a little bit with the rain. The brunt of this is going to be, obviously, as we mentioned, this severe thunderstorm warning will go until 10:30, so another 40 minutes on this. And right now, you got an area from, I guess, Grand and West Fargo and Horace all getting the brunt of this. Prairie Rose, Frontier, and Briarwood next up. Then Dilworth, Moorhead, and Hendrum around 9:55. Glendon, Colfax, and Call Street around 10. So it moves pretty quick. I mean, if you see the clouds come in, woo!
It's heading east northeast, so it's heading towards the Bagley area, Minnesota side, up towards south of Red Lake Falls and stuff. But the strongest line is literally right over the valley right now, from just north of Wahpeton to just north of Hillsboro.
And they're telling us it's mainly a wind event with the 60 mile an hour wind gusts and half dollar size hail. I don't see any hail where we're at now, but there has been reports of some of the hail. So careful there. Obviously, hail damage to vehicles. Not unexpected from this storm, and wind damage as well to roofs, siding, and trees. Again, the gusts don't look too terrible right now. We're watching it. Traffic speed's still pretty good on 29. We'll keep you posted right here. You know, we have heard a lot about the census this year, and there's been quite an organized effort to get folks participating in this. Some places are better than others, but this is important to where we live. It really is. And I know some people say, well, I'm not comfortable sharing that information. I want you to know that when you do, what that information does, and we're going to talk to our guest Kevin Iverson about that, who's the manager of the Census Office today. Kevin, thanks for taking the time. How are you?
Yeah, doing great, and thanks for having me on.
You bet. So, first of all, there are more people that have... I should say there are not enough people to get to a kind of a goal number of where you want to be that still need to do the census. What's the reason behind that? Talk a little bit about why you're getting no responses or non-responses.
Yeah, that's a great question. And in fact, the folks up in Minot helped us out a little bit with that. They did a survey last week of individuals that were coming in, and they set up a kiosk, and what they found about 75% of individuals that they talked to had already responded to the census, and about a quarter had not, and about 20% took the census right there in the kiosk, and then about 44% said that, well, they took the information and said they're going to go home. But about a quarter, about a third of the individuals who had not said, no, they're not going to do it. And we asked, why weren't they going to do the census? And they said one or two reasons that they generally gave is, one, they didn't care, and the other, that they were simply mad at the government. So the problem with that is when you don't get counted, when we get an undercount, essentially what we're doing is we're voting for Congress to send the money elsewhere. Because those counts are used in just about every calculation for distribution of funds from the federal government. So you're basically saying, send the money elsewhere. We don't need it here.
And usually what that means is the expenditures are still there, but the state has a larger share of those. So how much is COVID, do you think? I mean, is that any part of this? I understand some people saying, yeah, I'm just mad at the government. You've explained why that is counterproductive. But are there other reasons? Is COVID one of them?
COVID has had a huge impact in terms of the delay of the operations. I don't know if it's had an impact in terms of people's frustration with government or, to tell you the truth, the results that we're seeing this year are actually very similar to what we saw in 2010. Very similar in terms of the pattern. We see a better response rate in the eastern part of the state, in the northwestern part of the state, a much lower response rate. The rural areas in areas with American Indian populations tend to have much lower response rates. That's kind of been historical on the state, though that's not changed dramatically. In fact, we're about, of the 50 states, we're actually below average of the national response. Unfortunately, the big states like California, Florida, Iowa, Illinois, they have a better response rate than we do. And what that potentially does is it's going to drive the money in that direction.
Now, you can avoid someone coming to your door or, COVID and distancing, even though obviously they're taking all the precautions. They have social distancing protocols when they come. But just go to my2020census.gov, and avoid someone coming to your door or asking your neighbor and take the census online. That's the easy way to do it. You see the questions. It's quick. It's about 10 minutes. And my understanding is you keep knocking for like six times, right? So you're going to keep trying to get someone in the house to fill out the form and address this about six times, and then you go to the neighbor. Is that right?
That's exactly right. They'll go to the neighbors and try and get the information there. And that's when we miss people. We know we've had undercounts in the past.
Yeah. So this makes sense. We're going to continue to tell the story. Really encourage you to participate in this, folks, for the good of your local community, the good of your state. Thank you, Kevin. We appreciate it.
Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in, in the state. And other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.